Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, this is Jessica Klotwig bringing you today's Daily Phil. Have you ever experienced a gap between what you know about God and what your feelings are telling you about Him? You might attest that God is good, but because of the current situation, you might not believe He is good to you. This happens when expectations aren't met. We can feel let down, frustrated, and alone. This is how we first meet Naomi. Naomi had a life planned out that included her husband, her two sons, and their offspring. In her imagination, she saw the blessing of God's provision showing up for her through the men and the offspring they would produce. They would be the source of her life. The future she imagined it would be was ripped from her when all three of them passed away, as did her hope. She never imagined God would show His kindness to her in any other way, but she underestimated the love of God. A vessel of God's love for Naomi comes through the person of Ruth, her foreign daughter-in-law, now a childless widow too. In their time of grieving, Ruth stayed present with Naomi, demonstrating a particular kind of love called chesed. In Hebrew, this love is difficult to describe without using multiple words. Chesed is loyal, unfailing, loving kindness, compassionate, strong, merciful, kind, steadfast, faithful, good, enduring, covenantal, gracious, and never-ending. All of those traits are true about God. What is also true is that we can pour out love for one another and be representatives of His tangible love. After all, from the beginning, God said, "It is not good for man to be alone," Genesis 2:18. For Naomi, the loving chesed actions of Ruth to choose presence and faithfulness ended up being a source of hope and ultimately leading to the source of all of our hope, Jesus. Who has loved you in a weary time? Thank God for His provision through them. Is there a gap between what you know about God and what you experience? If so, how? After identifying a gap, tell God. He can handle it. Lastly, read again the definition of chesed, which describes God's character. Use it to speak the truth to your soul. It's my prayer for you this holiday season that this story left for us so that we might know Him more, helps build confidence that we belong to a kind God, one who always has good for you. May what you learn of Him through experience exceed your expectations. May you be filled with hope today and every day because of Jesus.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.